Some local adventurers have set off on a massive journey this morning with the aim of raising money and awareness for cancer. The paddle, which kicked off at sunrise, will see the ambitious friends from Newcastle reach the mid-north coast by the weekend. Not in a boat, not in a kayak, all on a stand-up paddleboard. The ABC's Kyle Carroll went down as they were training a little earlier in the week to learn a bit more.
How did this group come together, Nikki?
For me personally, I lost my sister-in-law to T-cell lymphoma, and it was about giving back and raising some money for cancer. And I reached out to Love Your Sister, and they actually do all cancers now, so that's how it started this time around. So it's just about giving back.
And where did the idea for paddleboarding come from, Nikki?
We all belong to a club, Lake Mac Sup Club, and for me personally, I do it regularly. I have a bad back, and it's fixed my back, and I guess that's how we all met, and I kind of harass everyone to come and join in, and that's how it all happened. I just, yeah, let's do this.
Two of them people are with us here now. Neil, I might come to you. How did you get involved with Supping It Forward?
Just knowing Nikki for quite some years, being involved in the club, and Nikki put the idea to myself and another person in 2017, and we circumnavigated the lake yet then, so yeah, so we're back to do it again.
Before joining this group, have you been a pretty avid paddleboarder yourself?
Pretty much, so yeah, been doing it for about roughly 10 years now, so 9-10 years.
And what do you love about it, Neil?
Oh, just being there by yourself, just cruising around, freedom, a lot of fun, a lot of good exercise.
And the third member with us here today is Ron. Ron, how do you join Supping It Forward?
We've all been supping, doing stand-up paddling for a lot of years now. Like, we've been going to events where it's 5Ks, 10K races, and that's how we all come together. Yeah, most of the events have just been fun events. This is the first time I've tried a long-distance paddle, and I'm not too sure how I'm going to go. I'm going to give it a good shot. We're all relying on the weather. Nor'easter winds may make it a bit difficult for us, but I lost my partner in July, and our motto is that the fight they've had to go through is nothing compared to what we're going to have to go through. So we're going to just be pushing forward. If we can't get there, well, safety comes first, but we're going to give it a good shot. Again, we've all been stand-up paddling for a while, so it's nothing new to us, but it's just going to be the distance and the wind and the tides, I suppose.
Is that going to be the motivation on the day, Ron, with the challenge, that what you guys are going to be going through is nothing to compare to what your partners have?
Yeah, on my board I've got two stickers. It says Max 141, and that was my partner's email address. And I've also got a little pink cancer symbol made up by another friend, which will be stuck to my board. So I'll be just looking down at my board and talking to her all the way home.
Nikki, as an organiser, how does that make you feel when you hear the organisation talk about it like that?
I think because we're all close, good friends, it's touched all of us. Everyone that's doing this has got a story and a reason, and I think that is the driving factor. While we'll ensure that we get to the end, and we're only at the end of the day, it's not an event, we're only as fast as the slowest paddler, so if it takes us 10 hours, it takes us 10 hours.
So we've kept listeners, we've alluded to this event happening this week, but we actually haven't told them what it is. Can you tell us about it?
So we start at Little Beach, Port Stephens, and we'll head off across to Jimmy's Beach, up around Corrie Island. And our first night we spend at Mungo Brush Campground, so we've got a 40k paddle the first day. The second day we leave from there and we'll end up at Narani, and that's about 27k's. None of us have actually been up that far up the Mile River, so, or into the Mile Lake, so that'll be interesting. And then day three, we'll paddle around as far up the Mile Lakes as we can go, get out, carry our boards across to the Smith Lakes, and we're hoping to stop at Frothy Coffee for brunch and meet some of our club mates who will paddle us home, and we'll end up at Bushlands Caravan Park.
You guys had a bit of a goal you wanted to raise with this event. Neil, can you tell us how that's going?
I'm not sure on the exact amount at the moment, but I think it's over 5,000 at the moment, so we're aiming for round six if we can, or better. A lot of people have come on board and been really sort of generous to donate.
Quick update for Supping It Forward here. I did check before I came along today. You're at $5,800, so $200 off your new goal. What was the original goal, Nikki? Because I know it was less than that.
Originally, we put in just $3,000, and it's increased, and we're so grateful that everyone's got on board and is supporting us along the way. So thank you.
So obviously, this is a big event, up to 80 kilometres. What trainings went into this, Ron?
Oh, we've done numerous paddles all around Port Stephens, out at Pelican. Pelican was good because we were fighting against tides out there. Here at Spears Point, Newcastle Harbour, just different conditions because we could be up for boat traffic as well. That can cause a bit of drama. Tides, you know, the rule of thumb is, you know, if you're going against the tide, you get in shallow water. If you're going with the tide, you get in deep water. And like I said, the river bends, so you're going to have the wind against you, then you get a break from it. And it's just a matter of getting into a routine and just pushing forward. If you've never tried paddleboarding, get out there and give it a go, because it's good exercise. It's an all-over-body exercise. It's not as difficult as what it sounds, but for 80 k's it might be.
What's the future of Supping It Forward look like? Because you've been together for a few years now. Is it just continuing events like this and continuing to raise awareness and raising money for cancer?
It kind of went quiet for a little while. It's sort of one of those, it's just a group of friends. So we'll see down the track. We'll be having a rest because I think the boys are sick of me harassing them to paddle. But for me, I'm just addicted. So, you know, we'll see what happens next and where it takes us. But I think because it touched us all personally, we needed to bring it back out of the cupboard and start it up again.
That is Nikki, Neil and Ron, members of Supping It Forward, speaking with the ABC's Kyle Carroll about the fundraising effort which kicked off this morning, and we'll see them stand up paddleboard to the mid-north coast. So if you are out and about, if you're heading north, if you're on the coast at all between now and the weekend and you see them in their brightly coloured shirts, make sure you give them some encouragement as they take on that pretty epic journey.